we're joined in studio again now by another local lady, Clodagh Nesh. Morning, Clodagh.
Morning, ladies.
Hi, Clodagh.
Delighted to have you here, Clodagh. Just, I'm looking at your hair, just freshly back from your swim this morning. You're doing a swim every day for November. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I can indeed. Thanks very much, ladies, for having me on. So every day of November, I am swimming in Mount Shannon Harbour. We deemed it the Covember Clare Initiative. So I suppose a little bit of background. Last year when I was in UCD, they started it up in Dublin, in Dunleary, and they called it Covember Dublin. And I think it spread to NUIG in Galway. And I suppose this year, now that I'm finished at college and back living at home, I just said there was no reason we couldn't get something started here as well. So every day this month, braving the cold down in Mount Shannon for a swim. And the charity we've chosen for any donations people might like to give has been Clare Crusaders. I know that they're a charity very close to people's hearts, both here in Scariff and across the county. And we're delighted to be able to support them.
Brilliant. And of course they are. The Clare Crusaders do fantastic work. Yeah. And Anne Norton, especially, we've had her on here before on the phone one morning. We did an interview because the Killinina tractor run that they used to do every year, I think the proceeds went from there that particular year as well. And, you know, they provide fantastic support and physio and everything.
And they're
really
self-funding as well, aren't they?
Yeah, fully self-funded. They rely solely on charitable donations.
Oh, which is just this year of all years.
Yeah, it's really tough.
It's very hard.
I think one of their main fundraisers would have been the Dublin Marathon every year as well.
Yes, the orange t-shirts.
And I know Fiona Miles swam with me this morning, and I know she's a super lady. She often runs the marathon for them, and I know the fundraiser still went ahead, but it probably couldn't generate as much as other years.
No.
But as you said, they're completely reliant on charitable donations. They don't receive any government funding, and they're managed on a voluntary basis. So you know that every euro that goes to them really is being used to its best possible extent.
And a lot of, you know, families in the area, in the Eastleigh area, because I know there have been a few fundraisers here as well for them over the years, benefit from it as well. So it's great, as you say, all over Clare benefit from it. They're based in Bearfield, their clinic.
Bearfield, yes, yeah.
So it's fantastic, and well done on deciding that they were going to be the beneficiaries.
Yeah. So and I mean, if they didn't have the money, if all the children didn't get all the help they needed, it would be very bad for them. You know, I mean, it would affect them.
Yeah, hugely. It's
they can't afford to wait a year.
Definitely,
because of COVID.
I think even last year alone, in 2019, 450 children in Clare with special needs benefited from their variety of services. And that's varying from occupational therapy to physiotherapy to speech and language therapy to special education. So I think that they, I suppose, deserve the support that we're giving them. But we're also, both myself and I've been chatting to Fiona Norton in Clare Crusaders, are absolutely blown away by the support that the people of East Clare and beyond have shown us. It's been absolutely massive. I know it's a difficult time of year coming up to Christmas anyway, but it's been particularly difficult this year with people out of work and all the rest. So just to say a massive, massive míle buíochas to everybody that has helped us out to date.
As we've said there to Debbie already, people in East Clare and Clouse as well, we've been talking about fundraising all morning. People in Ireland and in East Clare in general, they're fantastic, really.
Everybody's so generous.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. I know I spoke to Mary Noonan as well, and they had been doing their Carpe Diem sing and play.
That's
and
right, yeah.
Like that, blown away by the support that they got. And I think we live in a really special place. And, you know, you might say you're from Scariff, you might say you're from Bodaig, but when somebody starts a fundraiser, or when somebody puts their mind to something, everybody seems to get behind them. And it's really, really nice to see.
And so you had somebody with you. Have you somebody with you every morning? Somebody goes.
So I have a great bunch of girls. They're probably cursing me now the last couple of weeks. And I don't know whether it was an unwritten rota or what they had between them, but nearly every morning one of them joined me. So I've had great support. And I suppose it's easy. Yesterday we had a lovely sunrise and it was very easy to get in the water because you're watching the sun come up. But there are plenty of days when it was nice and stormy and when it was lashing rain down on top of us, getting in and getting out.
Not easy.
So to have that support there has been phenomenal, and really thankful to, as I said, anybody who has donated or joined me for a swim.
And Clodagh, what time of the morning do you go? Is the same time every day?
It's actually not, because we get a bit lazy now on the weekends. Yeah, so midweek, because I'm working, we swim at 8 a.m. Monday to Friday. and then 9 a.m. on the weekends. We had planned on going 8 a.m. the whole way through, but some of the girls who had joined said, oh, we might have a little sleep in now the weekend. So yeah, well, we push it that little bit later on Saturdays and Sundays.
It's still hard to do with
it. Oh, it is. To get up and say, oh, God. Well, I told her I'd go, so I better go, you know. Well, it's great. It's a great testament to you as well, Clodagh, that you have somebody with you every day, you know, the support. And it helps you a lot too, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think definitely. And I think this year, obviously, everybody's conscious of COVID and all the rest. And I mean, we're not looking to get hundreds of swimmers down to Mount Shannon Harbour every morning.
No, definitely not.
But to have somebody with you and just even, you know, for fear that anybody got into difficulty or anything like that, it is great to have the support.
And do you swim far?
It sort of depends on what way the weather is.
Yes.
In general, we try to do that everybody gets in the water initially, and be it two of us or maybe five of us or whatever, but just that everybody's okay getting in and not panicking or anything like that. And then once we're fairly confident that everybody's in and okay, then usually myself and one of the girls, maybe Rachel Minogue, one of them would go for a swim out, maybe about 100 metres and back in again.
Okay.
And we stay in the water. I suppose it depends on the weather, but generally they say to stay in a minute per degree.
Okay.
So kind of varying between five to 10 minutes.
So you're not in that long this weather, so.
No.
But I can imagine the screeches and the laughing that you do down there when you get into the water first. I'd say, when you know, it's so cold first thing in the morning, I'd say you've great fun doing it.
Definitely, yeah. I know a lot of mornings now when you're getting up and it's still dark and all the rest, you might be a bit sleepy heading down to Mount Shannon, but
You'd wake up fairly fast.
There'd be no fear that you'd still be asleep getting out of the water anyway.
And probably when you're there, you're probably as well off just to go straight in rather than thinking about it when you get to Mount Shannon.
Yeah, I think sometimes, you know, Dad came with me one morning and I think he was quite nervous heading down. He wouldn't be a big fan of the water in general, but afterwards he just said, well, you know, it's mind over matter. And I think it's the same for any of us that gets in, no matter the age. I mean, the water isn't going to be warm. We don't live in Portugal, but I think if you put your mind to something, definitely following through, you feel great afterwards.
Yes, yeah.
Well, fair play to Jim Nash. Of course, we have a connection here with Jim because James M. Nash and Corps, one of our sponsors here in the programme, and your man Mary Nash is the treasurer of Scarf Bay Commuter Radio. So we have a great connection. Not that any of us now have offered to join you, Clodagh, for your cold swim early in the morning.
Well, you're more than welcome tomorrow, Monday, Mary.
There's only a few days left now, Clodagh, so we might leave to the younger ones. So listen, how can people donate, Clodagh?
Yeah, so we have a fundraising page set up. So for anybody that has a smartphone or has access to internet, if you go on to www.idonate.ie/Clodagh Nash, or if you type in even Clodagh Nash Coldvember, any of those things into Google, the fundraising page will flash up and you can donate there. Or alternatively, if people want to meet me or give anything in cash donations to even any one of the girls that they hear going swimming, they'll all be passed through.
I'm sure they could drop it into the office as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. That's brilliant. So because a lot of people mightn't be on the internet, and when it is for good cause, some people mightn't be aware of it at all. So it's great to hear that it's ongoing and that people can give a donation if they like, because some people shy away from donating on the internet, you know, as we've said there already to Debbie earlier on. Some people, when they say, I can put it in the envelope and I can drop it into such and such, and it'll go to the place, you know.
Yeah.
It means a lot to people, elderly people now especially, that wouldn't be au fait with smartphones or technology or donating online.
Yeah, but they'd still like to give something.
They'd still like to give something.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And just to say as well, I know we'll be finished swimming now in 2 days' time, please God. And it might wrap up then after that. But if anybody would like to give a donation to Clare Crusaders, but later on or in the run-up to Christmas, you can send in a cheque or a bank draft into Clare Crusaders, or alternatively, you can ring them. I'll give their phone number now. So it's 065-689-6015, and they'll be able to take donations or advise people about their services a bit more.
That's Clare Crusaders.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And Clodagh, you've raised a lot of money. I checked this morning before we came in air. Your target was 4,000. Now, whether it was 4,000 starting off, it definitely wasn't. And at the moment, well, this morning, it's probably gone up again since, was €4,215, which is phenomenal.
That is just fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been absolutely amazing. I think a lot of people might have tuned into the toy show last night saw their toy show appeal. And I know it went into over 5 million or something like that.
Five and a quarter million. It was
amazing support. Fantastic. And I suppose with a little bit of that, obviously, the normal Irish person donated, but I'd imagine they had fairly large corporate support and all the rest behind it as well. So I suppose that's something a little bit different that we don't have, that I suppose the support to date has been people giving a fiver, people giving a tenner, but just giving whatever they had. And it's been so, so appreciated. I think as of this morning, we had 203 different people who'd given donations. And I just think that that's an amazing statistic, that 203 people took time out of their day to go and give money and to support the cause. It's absolutely amazing.
Well, it's great for you as well, Clodagh. But I mean, this isn't something new to you, because you had another fundraiser back in 2018, am I right?
I did.
The lovely, Miss Lovely Legs, was it?
East Clare Lovely Ladies.
East Clare Lovely Ladies, yes. And of course, Declan Noonan, Mary Noonan's son, was the proud winner.
He was the loveliest lady,
Great rugby player. I don't know, would he fit into the high heels now?
I think he tried them that night.
So, Clodagh, and I mean, that was, you were going overseas volunteering with UCD over to Tanzania, was it?
Tanzania.
That's right. And you had the fundraiser for that in Rogers, and that was a brilliant success as well. So, like, you're, you know, you're a brilliant lady for organising things.
I don't know. I think this has been a very different challenge. When we did the East Clare Lovely Ladies, it was sort of a group of us, myself, Christina McKenna, Mary Rogers, Mary Kelly, and Martina Minogue, that kind of ganged up, I suppose, and convinced all of the lads to join us doing it. And at the time, the donations were to UCD Volunteers Overseas and also to the Alzheimer's Respite Centre, Waterman's Lodge. And it was probably a bigger event and I suppose required more buy-in, but when we take in the unusual year we've had this year when you can't gather people in the same way, but I suppose those charities are still needed. It was about thinking maybe a little bit outside the box and for once, I suppose, putting myself in the spotlight a little bit more. Last time I was throwing all the lads up on stage and staying behind the scenes. So I'd say they've all been having a good laugh at me this time, having to get into the cold water every day. But no, it's good. And I think even for myself, everybody kind of got through the first lockdown and then the second lockdown started and it's kind of hard to see what, you know, we're all getting up for work in the cold mornings or whatever, but it was hard just to have the same focus in the day. So I think perhaps I've needed this just as much as Clare Crusaders.
Yeah. And I'm sure, Clodagh, that everybody and all of your, probably your what can we say, your pals, you know, because you've got a wide circle, as have all the Nash family, they must be thinking, oh, she's off again. She's, you know, isn't she just brilliant? And you've such a circle of friends like that. They are all supporting you.
Yeah, they have been phenomenal. We have the best people, I think, in East Clare, and I definitely have the best bunch of friends anyway. I know maybe there have been days that we've been down and say, God, could we not have done this in July? I mean, anything.
It wouldn't have the same impact, though, as doing it in the
winter.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah. They're a great bunch, and even I think we were maybe on day three or four, and it was myself and Katie Hines in the water, and Katie's been a huge support to me as well. And the donation target at the time was €500. And she said, Chloe, would you think about upping it to 1,000? I said, oh, Katie, I don't know. You know, like, there's a lot of fundraisers going on. You know, there's Movember, everything. People are being torn either which way.
Yeah.
I said, I'll think about it, but, you know, I don't know. And I went home and kind of left it for a day or two. And then suddenly the donations had passed 500. And I said, okay, we'll up to 1,000. And we did that, and a few more days went by. And then the donations passed 1,000. I said, right, we're up to 1,500. And just, I suppose, stayed going on and on. And to think now, hopefully, I think we've 2 days left. And as you said, we're over 4,300 at this point. So if we made it to 4.5, we'd have got 9 times over our target. And
which is just phenomenal.
Just crazy statistic.
It's just brilliant.
It's great.
And think of the difference that'll make to the Clare Crusaders. You know, really and truly, that'll go a long, long way to helping everybody want it.
Yeah, definitely. And I suppose just to say, if there is anybody that thinks that they might have a child that might benefit from their services, but wouldn't be, you know, might not be suitable for them, definitely do give them a ring up. All of their services are provided completely free of charge to make it as equitable as possible to people across the county. So if you think you can benefit, definitely get in touch with them.
Yeah, because every child deserves the chance to get every chance that they can.
Do you want to give out their number there again, Clodagh? You had it there earlier, just for anyone that feels, I mean, just ring up, ask them, you know, they're there to support and to help.
Exactly. So their number, if you want to grab a pen and paper, is 065-689-6015. And ladies, I might just ask that we might pop that up on the Facebook page. I know people are able to look them up themselves anyway, if they like, but we'll get that number up there and we'll get the donation link if anybody still wants to give a few euros. As Marie said, it'd be really appreciated. So thank you all.
Yes,
definitely. So Clodagh, Sunday is the last day, is it?
Monday. We're close, Marie, but not that
right. Two more days. That's why we just won't get the chance, Trish. There's only the 2 days left. Yes. So Monday morning will be your last hurrah, as it were.
Yeah, I'm looking forward now to a hot shower on Tuesday morning. Instead of getting into the freezing cold.
You'll be able to wake up and just turn over and say, oh yeah, no, I have another half an hour before I get up for work.
Yeah, definitely. I hope to keep the Sims up now and again throughout December and on, because there's plenty of other people in the community who put me to shame who swim 365 days the year and they're all pros at it at this point. But hopefully stay going a good bit throughout the winter, but maybe not every day.
Have your family I know you said your dad was down. The rest of the family, did they support you in any way? Any of them go for a dip with you any morning?
I have roped Dad, Dervla and Dermot all in for a dip.
Right.
Cahill and Mam now wouldn't be that fond of swimming.
Okay. So they have 2 days left now, Clodagh.
They have two days left. I'm not sure Mary Nash will be too impressed to hear that.
Not after we're naming and shaming her here on the radio anyway. There could be a crowd down.
She has the warm breakfast ready for you when you go home.
Oh, yeah, that's
it. Yes.
Well, they're supporting you in other ways now, to be fair. Not everybody likes the water. Yeah, that's brilliant. So listen, Clodagh, all we'd like to say is here, thanks so much for coming into us this morning, Scariff Bay Community Radio, and well done. Absolutely brilliant, brilliant to think that there's that amount of money raised. And, you know, we'll put that number up as well on our Facebook page, because I think we've already shared your donation.
Thanks very
page.
Much for that.
So we can just add the number into it if anybody does want to contact them. So listen, enjoy the 2 days that are left and enjoy your lie-in next week.
Yeah, it's Tuesday morning.
And thanks and well done, Clodagh. Very, very well done. It's phenomenal. It really is.
Thanks
so much,
ladies.
Clodagh, for joining us. Thank you.